vaccine is failing. Of course, they are talking up the boosters, for which there is absolutely zero safety data, even in animals. A study of 68 countries and 2,500 US counties just published in the European Journal of Epidemiology has just proved that vaccination rates are unrelated to COVID case numbers. Remembering that there is much to be desired about the accuracy of the PCR test used to justify the lockups and the muzzling. Heavily vaccinated countries are having overwhelming surges in case numbers. Israel, which is exclusively Pfizer, by the way, and well into its booster program, Iceland, Ireland, the Seychelles, Gibraltar, the UK, and many parts of the States have high numbers. In fact, Waterford in Ireland has just announced the highest case numbers in the country in the face of a staggering 99.7% vaccination rate. No doubt the other 0.3% will be to blame. What are people saying? That my vaccine won't work until you have yours? Really? In a recent hospital outbreak in Israel, 95% of the cases were fully vaccinated. The double vaccinated in Scotland now comprise 89% of the deaths from COVID-19, in a trend that has been increasing for months, according to the latest technical report from Public Health Scotland. A month ago, the figure for England was 86%. As of yesterday in New Zealand, only 17% of new COVID-19 admissions to hospital were in unvaccinated people. So the next time a social media influencer looks you in the eye and tells you that if you get the vaccine, you cannot die, please recognize disinformation. But we must remember that the total deaths are still very small relative to total infections diagnosed by a PCR test that multiple courts around the world, and even Dr. Fauci and the CDC, admit is not fit for purpose. At the cycle threshold of 40 or above that is used here in New Zealand, most tests are false positives. Please remember that as the media spoon-feeds you the daily community case numbers. Our health authorities are refusing to let our doctors do what they are trained to do, including to do no harm with experimental drugs, but instead gets us before the New Zealand Medical Council if we speak out on any of these issues. At least two of us here are about to be suspended. We continue to hear, though, from patients and clinicians that calm reports of suspected harm are not being lodged. Remember, these reports only require a suspicion, not proof, of vaccine harm, and must be made if we are to